Twist, no. You know what I did? When I finally twisted and I shouted, I did. Yeah. I just, and it wasn't my meniscus. It was very close. I just menisced it.
God. God bless America.
We're really squeezing these ones. The MCL tear, it's the most common knee injury in athletes, but you're saying you weren't an athlete. You were just kind of like messing around, right? Like, or were you an athlete?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, you can't see, obviously, the full frame.
Don't feed the beast. Do not feed the beast.
Sean, 1 second. Priyanka and I are having a conversation. You can't see the full chassis, but let me just say this.
Chassis is so gross.
If this were the 1930s, I would be considered an athlete. Yes, for sure. If this were the 1930s, I would have been an Olympian in the 1930s.
But wait, I want to know. So does it affect you now? How does it affect you now? Did you compensate for the injury and that affected something else? Did that turn into something else?
No, for the first time, last week, I run on a treadmill because I'm trying to be careful, so that seems to have less impact. And then I do this long walk. Sean, you know my long walk.
I always
do, or I talk about it or whatever. And just last week, for the first time, I had a little bit of discomfort. It was a little bit of swelling. I'd been doing it too much, probably. So I took it easy. But it's quite manageable. Part of my routine now, Priyanka, is I do cold plunge every day. Here it is.
Like an ice bath?
Yeah. Like the Wim Hof stuff.
No, yeah. At his house, he has a freaking tub that, you're right, but he has it right next to the sauna. Yeah. So right, I don't understand that. What does that do to the body and why do you do that?
Well, there's a lot of kind of science. It's called cold thermogenesis. And essentially, when you lower your body's body temperature, certain physiologic changes, beneficial changes, age protective changes start to occur.
Can't you just sit in front of a fan? I mean, why do you have to plunge into a cold?
No, there's something about the ice that it's about really lowering your core body temperature. And there's a whole like organization, Wim Hof, that they swear by it. I've tried doing it and
yeah, I don't need to try to do that.
It's a bit much for me, but how long have you been doing that, Will?
So I'm not a full-fledged student of the Wim Hof sort of school of whatever, but I do adhere to the cold water stuff, and I've tried to start to do the breathing stuff as well. Sean, this guy Wim Hof is fascinating, and there are millions of people, or thousands at least, people around the world who adhere to this. He's a guy who, he'll go to like Finland and they'll cut a hole in the ice and he'll get in the water for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
But that can't be good for your heart and everything.
And then he goes to this hospital in the Netherlands where he's from. Yes. And he did his breathing, and they injected him with a, Priyanka, maybe you know this.
So yeah, I love this story because it kind of defies like what I've been taught. So this guy, he goes to the hospital and they inject his bloodstream with bacteria and they put him in what is called clinical sepsis, meaning they made him sick. They intentionally made him sick. And typically in sepsis, you get a fever, your heart rate goes up, you need antibiotics and IV fluids. And they induced sepsis and he was able to basically like breathe his way out of it. It was nuts.
Wait, he breathed himself out of it after he did the cold plunge? Or what does it have to do with the cold plunge?
Not in conjunction. He didn't do the cold on this one.
There was no temperature regulation in that part. He just... It's a bizarre saying as a doctor, but he literally used his breath to cure himself of sepsis. I mean, it kind of blows my mind. I know in medicine there are things we just don't know and don't understand, but he's like a living anecdote of it, you know?
I tried drinking bleach instead of breathing.
And sure.
It didn't go as well.
I think in your case that might work. I really believe in all that stuff. I think, you know, there's so much sort of, as you said, I mean, obviously I,